22 people were killed this weekend at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas. 24 people were also injured in the attack. When the perpetrator surrendered to law enforcement, he told authorities that he was targeting Mexicans. That's according to reports out today. 8 Mexican citizens were killed in the attack. Another 6 were injured. In response, the Mexican government demanded that the U.S. take steps to protect its citizens, and Mexican leaders called the shooting an act of terror. Our next guest is here to talk about the relationship between Mexico and the United States and whether the Mexican government can demand the perpetrator's extradition. Anthony Wayne Fontes is an assistant professor for the School of International Service at American University. Anthony, welcome to Central Time.
Happy to be here.
Well, this shooting in El Paso has gotten attention from the Mexican government. What kind of things are we hearing at the highest levels from Mexico?
Well, Mexico has been making some noise about the possibility of a request to extradite the alleged perpetrator, Crucius, in this case, which is something that really hasn't happened in Mexico-U.S. relations ever.
And talk about this border area. This is a place people up here in Wisconsin might not think about it. This is a place where people might cross the border from Mexico to the United States, as some of the victims sadly did, just to go shopping. They might bop up for a day.
Right. El Paso, like a lot of other cities along the U.S.-Mexico border, is very much a bi-national city. It's a border city. Something like 6 out of 10 El Paso people who live in El Paso have family on the other side of the border in Ciudad Juarez, which is its sister city. Many people in Ciudad Juarez have family in El Paso. And these are relationships and familial social relationships that go back generations and are really key to not only the social and cultural aspects of El Paso, but also its economic lifeline. Many people come from Mexico to go shopping in the Walmart where people were shot. El Paso is proud of its binational history, and it's a very deep part of that city, which is important to understand, I think, in some of the claims that Mexico is making about trying to defend its people, because even people in El Paso feel a very deep connection to Mexico and because of that history.
Can you put this in the context of the relations between Mexico and the United States, especially since the presidency or during the presidency of Donald Trump?
Right. So, Mexico is really taking a beating, especially the new president known as AMLO, President López Obrador, who came to power shortly around the same time that Trump did. And Mexico is really taking a beating from the U.S. government over its stance on immigration of the Central American migrants through its territory. And really, since Trump got to the presidency, he's done a lot of things to humiliate the present administration in Mexico and a wide swath of the Mexican population in essentially forcing Mexico to back up U.S. plans to keep Central Americans out, making Mexico do the dirty work with the threat of cutting off Mexico's access to U.S. markets upon which their economy deeply depends. So in many ways, this gesture, this effort at extradition is a symbolic gesture. Legally, it has very little standing and very little likelihood of actually passing. But in demanding extradition, or at least threatening to ask for extradition, the president of Mexico and the president administration can make some gestures to a domestic audience that they are standing up for the rights of Latinos and are not just going to roll over as they have on many other issues.
We're talking to Anthony Wayne Fontes from American University, looking at the Mexican government's reaction to the shooting in El Paso. Victims included Mexican citizens in El Paso. Anthony, the extradition isn't the only action Mexican leaders, the foreign minister and the president, have taken. They've also called on the United States to do more to protect Mexican nationals in this country. What does that mean?
In many ways, Mexico is picking up where many people on the left side of the political spectrum in the U.S., noises that have already been calls that have already been made from that side for a long time, highlighting the deeply sort of racist and divisive language used by the Trump administration and by Trump himself, especially in his campaign rallies, and really trying to highlight the racial and ethnic aspect of these of the recent massacres that have happened, of this particular massacre, and to try to join the chorus of voices that accusing the Trump administration of being overtly racist and not doing enough to discourage these sort of hate crimes that have been proliferating over the last 3 years or so. In many ways, this is an opportunity for the Mexican government to stick one to Trump and the Trump administration without having to risk as much as it does in its other negotiations with the Trump administration.
Now, the American government, in the case of, say, a terrorist attack in another country that took the lives of American citizens, it would be likely to express an interest in that attack to take precautions to secure the lives of American citizens. This is what governments do, right? They try to protect their citizens in their own borders and beyond.
Right. Absolutely. And the reason this might, this might seem strange coming from Mexico is that historically, Mexico hasn't stood up to the U.S. as much in these cases. People aren't extradited from U.S. into Mexico. U.S. has been extraditing plenty of criminals or alleged criminals from Mexico, especially since the war on drugs has heated up since the late 1990s, early 2000s. El Chapo Guzman is probably the most famous example of that because of the problems that Mexico has had in prosecuting high-level narco-traffickers. But it's not ever run in the other direction. And so in this case, Mexico is trying to show itself as sort of standing up to the U.S., which has historically acted, is acting as something of a bully in terms of Mexico's internal politics right now.
On a related note, I've heard concerns that here in the United States, we pay attention to drugs coming across the border from Mexico into the United States. We don't talk as much about the flow the other way, guns going from north to south into Mexico. How big a point of concern is that for the Mexican government?
Well, this is I think a deep misunderstanding of the dynamics of drug war in Mexico. While the actual individual violent actors and the flow of cocaine is emerging from and through Mexico, the money and the weapons, money that that these cartels earn through selling drugs, all comes from the U.S. And the weapons with which they arm themselves and overwhelm state forces are all bought in the U.S. because of lax U.S. gun laws, especially in border states. So it's a huge concern for the Mexican government. And along with parallel to the ongoing debate over gun laws in the U.S., Mexico has a stake in the massive proliferation of these sorts of military-style guns that have really taken the drug war in Mexico to new heights of violence.
Getting back to the Mexican government reaction now to the El Paso shooting and the victims, some of them being Mexican citizens, what are you watching for next as figures from the Mexican president and foreign minister to the Mexican ambassador to the U.S. are raising attention on this issue? What are you watching for next between the two countries?
Well, I think the one big stick that the Trump administration has against Mexico is Mexico's dependence on U.S. To sell to U.S. markets. It's U.S. is Mexico's biggest trading partner, and the threat of tariffs in the past on U.S. On goods made in Mexico going into the U.S. was enough to get Mexico to roll over. So I would say that Mexico will keep on making some noise along these lines, but not enough. And won't actually take any decisive actions that would further threaten this very already tenuous trade relations with the U.S. So I don't expect a whole lot along this vein, except for more symbolic discourse rather than actual action.
Anthony, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Anthony Wayne Fontes is an assistant professor for the School of International Service at American University. He joined us today to talk about the Mexican government's call for the U.S. government to better protect Mexican citizens and Mexican Americans following last weekend's deadly mass shooting in El Paso.